COVID-19 numbers are back up here in Independence County, as well as throughout the state of Arkansas. And so joining us this morning, CEO of White River Health System, Gary Paxson, Drs. Caroline Carlton and J.D. Allen are joining us. And we're going to have a discussion, particularly about vaccines. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start talking about what all vaccines are out there right now on the market for COVID-19.
Johnson & Johnson, or the J&J vaccine, is one shot, and Moderna and Pfizer are both two shots, with Moderna being cleared for use in 18-year-olds and older, and Pfizer's been cleared for 12-year-olds and older.
Now, much has been discussed about the status and the use of these vaccines. Mr. Paxson, what can you tell me about their current status?
These three vaccines are under the emergency use authorization, but we are seeing a lot of articles that are saying full approval of Pfizer, which was the first vaccine released, they expect as early as the fall, which means it will have gone through the entire FDA clearance process to be an approved and safe vaccine very soon.
Now, Dr. Allen, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, those require two doses. Why is it important to get both of those doses?
Both of these types of vaccines are designed to stimulate your immune system. It's called an mRNA virus, antiviral agent. What it does, the vaccine actually jacks your immune system up to recognize and respond to the virus, to the protein in the virus. Getting one shot is not nearly as effective as getting both of them, because the immune system depends on the mRNA component of the vaccine to get both doses, to get maximal coverage and maximal protection. One shot will give you some, but it's been found to be only about 30-40% effective, whereas if you get both of the vaccines, both shots, you're going to be covered to the extent of about 90% protection.
And Mr. Paxson, let me direct this question to you. What side effects should a person getting the vaccine be worried about?
Most people are experiencing minimal side effects, such as a sore arm. But since it does, as Dr. Allen said, triggers your immune response, it is not uncommon to get some other symptoms, such as a mild fever, a headache, fatigue, maybe some slight muscle pain or chills. Any symptoms like this we've seen have lasted less than 24 hours and quickly dissipate.
And Dr. Carlton, relate this to women who may be expecting and what they can expect with the vaccine.
The fever as a side effect, that's one of the reasons why pregnant women don't want to get the vaccine, is because of that risk. And the recent information I saw was with the first shot, there's only a 3% risk of fever. That would be like 100.4 or more. And then 15% of the second shot may get a fever. Fever in pregnancy is one of those things that we try to keep the temperature down, especially in the first trimester. And so that is one of the concerns about timing and pregnancy of this vaccine.
Now, Dr. Carlton, obviously there's a lot of false information out about vaccines when they happen this fast, as quickly as they were brought to market as these were. And one of those is the infertility impact. Do the COVID-19 vaccines impact fertility?
No, they do not. Even though the COVID vaccine is a new vaccine for us, mRNA vaccines have been used in the past. And so based on that and how these vaccines work, there shouldn't be an issue with male or female infertility with this vaccine.
Let's talk about, for a moment, the people who have already experienced COVID-19. Dr. Allen, do they have a natural immunity built up for a long period of time, or do they still need to consider getting the vaccine?
Well, the statistics indicate that you still need to get the vaccine. Everybody's immune system's a little bit different, so you don't know if you've had the disease just how well your immune system responded in terms of creation of antibodies to fight it should you be re-exposed. We know that the vaccine, particularly the two-shot vaccines, enhance the antibody levels that you have from having the disease. The vaccine takes that to a next level of protection. The concern is that those who've had it once do not have adequate antibody levels to protect them from another exposure, whereas the vaccine is so much more effective after the second shot.
And I'll direct this to Mr. Paxson. Does the vaccine protect against the Delta variant that we're hearing so much about right now?
Yes. thus far, we've seen a lot of positive evidence that the current vaccines are effective against the Delta variant, which is very encouraging.
And one thing we don't hear a lot about is any type of cost associated with receiving the vaccine. So is there a cost to getting the vaccine?
No, there is zero cost. All the vaccines across our country have been purchased through government funds and distributed across the country, and there is zero out-of-pocket cost for anyone who wishes to receive the vaccine.
So we're trying our best to remove all of the barriers. I guess the final question, and Dr. Carlton, I'll direct this to you. Where can you get a vaccine, especially if you are an expectant mother? Where can they receive the vaccine?
Receive a vaccine at any place that's giving the vaccine. There is no requirement for like a pregnancy test or, abstinence or, delay in pregnancy based on timing of your vaccine. So you can get a vaccine any place that vaccines are offered. It is one of those things that, because it is new and unknown, people are fearful and hesitant to get vaccines, especially when they are pregnant and the unknown risks that go along with that. Currently, there is no data that would suggest there's any problems. A recent ACOG statement about the vaccines had, commented that over 100,000 women had been enrolled in a V-safe program, and there have been no negative side effects to date that were significant. And so that is reassuring. And the other thing is, as far as, timing of vaccine, if you do decide to get the vaccine, like we mentioned before, with side effects, we certainly would recommend, waiting to the second or, trimester. And then, of course, just the need for vaccine itself. We never, of course, want to make anybody feel pushed or urged to get the vaccine. Certainly, everybody has their own reasons for things. But currently, our situation with COVID-19 this year, they have seen a significant increase in the severity of illness in our pregnant patients. UAMS especially has seen a larger volume and has had some very sick patients there on the ventilator. And the reason I just mentioned UAMS, it's across the country, but currently that is where we send our patients who would be sick with not just COVID, but other high-risk pregnancies. And so when that hospital is full, that limits our availability for care for other patients. So this is a little bit off the course of where you get your vaccine, but a little bit why we are urging people to consider it even more than we did initially at the first of the year due to the change with the Delta variant, due to the significant increase in severity of illness and the number of young people and pregnant people that we're seeing affected.
We'll mention also that anyone looking for information about the vaccine or a vaccine location near them can visit vaccines.gov. Doctors J.D. Allen, Caroline Carlton, along with CEO of White River Health System, Gary Paxson, joining us this morning. Thank you so much for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.